Hi, I'm Kurt from Parallels. And for those of you that have chosen to use Apple hardware for your development, this short video will show you some new features in Parallels Desktop aimed specifically at the tasks of developers and testers. Parallels Desktop Pro Edition, which recently was released, adds features like, for example, network conditioning and the ability to debug in a separate OS. And I'll show you these in this short video. As you can see here on my screen, I have Parallels Desktop loaded, and I have a number of virtual machines already. I have 5 versions of Windows loaded. I have 5 versions of the Mac OS, and I have 1 Linux distribution. Parallels Desktop enables you to load as many virtual machines as you have room on your hard drive and to run as many simultaneously as you have RAM for. Right now, I'm running 2 simultaneously, Windows 10 and Windows 7. Before I jump into development tasks, let me give you a quick introduction to Parallels Desktop. And I'll do that here in Windows 7. Here you see Windows 7 running in a Mac window, and this is the basic feature of Parallels Desktop. Notice the level of integration we have here. Windows cursor, Mac cursor. Windows cursor, Mac cursor. Here's a file on my Mac desktop. If I want to move that to Windows, I can just drag it over here and drop it in Windows. That file is now there. I can open it. It happens to be a PowerPoint file, and I have Office 2013 loaded in this virtual machine. We have other things that would make the integration between the two OSs really smooth. 2 of those are the following. 1, we give the user the ability to use Mac gestures in Windows application. For example, on the trackpad, if I now scroll with my 2 fingers, I can scroll the PowerPoint slide. I can zoom by pinching. This level of integration is exactly what our users have asked for. They want the Mac and the Windows environments to behave together. If you have a Windows 10 virtual machine, like I do here, you can do the following. Hey Cortana, what's the exchange rate of the Japanese yen?
1 Japanese yen equals 0.0084 US dollars.
We pass the Mac location services data to Windows also, so Cortana can also do this. Hey Cortana, where am I?
You're currently at Street in Bellevue.
Because we're on a Mac, Cortana can also do some things that it can't do on a Windows PC. For example, hey Cortana, launch Pages, Mac.
Here's Pages, Mac.
And even though I'm now using a Mac application, in this case Pages, I can still use Cortana to retrieve data for me. Hey Cortana, what's the melting point of Mercury?
-37.89 degrees Fahrenheit.
And then take that information and paste it into my report. So what does this mean to a developer? Well, to a developer, the recently released Parallels Desktop Pro Edition adds a number of features that aren't needed by the average user and gives the developer the ability to do some development tasks really efficiently and much, much smarter way. I'll show you those now. The feature I mentioned earlier, network conditioning, enables me to throttle the network connection of the virtual machine and do things like introduce artificially some network instabilities to see how my app behaves under those conditions. I'll do that in Linux. And I'll switch to the expanded form of the Control Center. And you'll see here a number of buttons that aren't available in the standard edition of Parallels Desktop. These buttons are developer specific. For example, I can do a core dump of a virtual machine. I can attach a debugger to a virtual machine. I can access the web server running in a virtual machine. I can open up a shell window to a virtual machine. We'll use the web server. If I click on this button here, it will launch the default web browser on the Mac, in this case Safari, and connect to that virtual machine's web server, and I have Apache running there. and you see that it renders that page almost instantaneously. Let's close this window, empty the Safari cache, and go back over here to Linux, and now condition that network. What I'll do is turn that on, and I'll cut the network transmission speed by a factor of 10, and I'll drop half the packets on the network, simulating a noisy network connection. And we'll see how the app behaves under these conditions. So what happens now is Parallels Desktop tears down that network connection to that virtual machine and then begins putting together a new one with the conditions that I specified earlier. And now we're connected. Go back over here and open the web browser. And you see that it renders much, much slower. Much, much slower. There we are. So with this ability, I can simulate how my app might be like, how it would behave in a network that's really noisy or a network that's really slow. If I go back now, close this window, empty the Safari caches, and go back over here and turn off network conditioning, like this, we're now back at the full speed of the network, and when I hit that web button, you'll see it goes back to rendering instantaneously. Because Parallels Desktop controls the external environment that these virtual machines are running in, we can do things like change the network speed, introduce network instabilities, and give you a very flexible environment to test your app before you ship it. So that's network conditioning. I won't need Linux for my next demo, so I will shut that down. And what I want to show you now is some actual code development and debugging in a separate virtual machine. So I'm going to launch Windows 7 with Visual Studio already installed. And we'll launch Visual Studio. And I have here a very small console application. And you can see the source code here. I've already set a breakpoint, so on. I don't want to debug this in Windows 7. I want to see how it behaves in Windows 8. So I'll launch a Windows 8 virtual machine. And because this is a console app, I'll go to the desktop of Windows 8. Parallels Desktop Pro Edition ships with a Visual Studio plugin. And when you install that, you get this extra menu item in Visual Studio. And this enables me to run my debugging in a separate virtual machine, in this case, Windows 8. Like this, a connection is established. The app is moved over there. The app begins running. You see now temporary variables are listed here, the call stack's here, and I've hit my breakpoint. I can step over that breakpoint, run the app, continue to run the app to completion, and it finishes. The advantage of this are several. One, if my app had crashed, if I was in the same virtual machine where I was doing my development, I might have lost some development work. But being in a separate virtual machine, even if it crashes that OS, I've lost no work on my development environment. And that's great. Plus, I've just tested my app in Windows 8. What if I want to now test in other versions of Windows? Windows 10, Windows 7, even Windows XP. I can do that very efficiently with this environment set up. Now, of course, we're leveraging the fact that Visual Studio has the notion of remote debugging built into it. We've just made it much, much easier to use and to configure. I don't have to know anything about the IP addresses of the virtual machines. I just use the menu items. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of Parallels Desktop Pro Edition. And you can see that Parallels Desktop running on a Mac gives a Windows developer who's chosen to use Apple hardware a very efficient and robust environment for all the development needs. You can, of course, go to parallels.com to get a trial version of Parallels Desktop. Thank you very much.